Previously on Heroes.
A fax came in this morning addressed to Hiro and Endo.
Someone named Rebel.
Who?
Just an address in Los Angeles. In the words, save Matt Parkman.
I've been here before. I remember.
Mommy?
He killed my mother.
Where are you going?
To find my father. I want him to die.
Why are you doing this, Nathan?
Saving your life or trying to save the world?
Bye, Nathan.
Hey!
Tracy breaks her chains.
Tracy.
Don't come any closer.
She freezes a man solid.
You better get used to the heat because you're never getting out of here again.
Looks like your friend is back. Rebel? I think there's something he wants us to see. That's us. That's the entire operation. They got the whole thing on tape.
Don, I got it!
Go, 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 go!
Don't do this.
Go, hold him.
Matt's captured.
To me, you look exactly like a terrorist.
No.
Chapter 6, Shades of Grey. Bennett House, Costa Verde, California. Claire opens her microwave expecting to find popcorn, but it's empty. She finds Eric Doyle behind her, eating the popcorn.
You.
Hey, Barbie. I got a message from someone named Rebel. Said you could help me. I need your help, Barbie. Rebel promised.
Well, he lied. Now get out.
Please. I can't go back out there.
Claire? You okay? Oh, my God.
Mom. It's all right. Mr. Doyle here was just leaving.
No, please. They'll catch me. Rebel said you could help me start over. And that's all I want. To go back to being a puppeteer. Making people happy.
You thought I would help you? After what you did?
You should know, there are agents parked outside this house.
Actually, they're not. Rebel sent a fake call, which they'll figure out any minute now. But if there were agents outside, why aren't they kicking in the door looking to collect a comes-back-to-life Barbie?
They gave me a free pass. But they will come after me if I try to help anyone.
So you turn your back on your own kind while we're all out there being hunted down? They burned down my theater while I was still inside.
You tried to kill us, you...
Eric silences them.
You and your free pass. You have no idea what it's like to be hunted. To live on the street. To break into the home of the last person on Earth you'd expect to help you. Because she was your only hope. I thought...
He lets them go with tears in his eyes.
Well... I'm not gonna force you to help me, Claire. That's not who I am anymore.
A tear glistens on Eric's cheek. Claire and Sandra watch him walk through the kitchen and leave the house. Nathan's finger jabs a lift button in Building 26. To Danko.
Where the hell have you been?
Dealing with a mess your brother left us.
There wouldn't have been a mess if you'd released Parkman and Millbrook like I asked you to.
I made the right choice. Peter just got lucky. I had wondered, how many people knew he was on that rooftop?
They stare at each other.
Petrelli. What? Yeah, I'm on my way. I thought Parkman was in your custody.
He was, last time I checked.
And what the hell's he doing in front of the Capitol building with a bomb strapped to his chest?
Danko watches as Nathan hurries through a door marked roof access. Armed police arrive at Capitol Hill and take up positions to fire at Matt.
No.
Wait. Deactivate the device now. Pin line face down.
No, if I try and pull, it's just gonna... I didn't do this. I was set up!
Hey. Senator Nathan Petrelli.
This is a very dangerous situation. I can't let you...
Lieutenant, I know that man. I can get through to him.
You got 5 minutes.
Parkman! Oh, you son of a bitch. Don't you come any closer to me.
Everything's gonna be all right.
No, it's not! You turned me into a terrorist!
I didn't sanction this. That was Danko.
You're lying to me!
He's got an agenda.
You're lying to me!
Believe me, Matt. Use your powers. Read my mind. I'm telling you the truth.
I can't! I can't. They drugged me.
You're gonna have to trust me, Matt.
Parkman's vest is ready, sir. But we may have a problem here.
Petrelli, how do you get there so fast?
A screen reads, weapon activated.
Is the device armed?
We're all set.
Senator wants to play a hero?
But in a stunning turn of events...
He can be a martyr for his own cause. Take them out.
The analyst turns a switch on a control box on his desk.
Code confirmed, sir.
Do it. Take him out. Now.
The analyst presses a red button. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. On Capitol Hill.
I don't know where this came from! I'm gonna blow up!
A message shows weapon access blocked.
We've been kicked out.
Get it back. Now.
So there are those who believe that he may know the bomber personally. We'll continue to bring you updates.
What's going on here?
Come on, we're losing our window.
Routing through a different server.
Matt, if we don't disarm you, they're gonna shoot you. There are a lot of bomb techs around here. I'm sure one of them is thinking about how to disarm that. Get inside his head.
The drugs are starting to wear off, but I don't think I...
What's he thinking?
I'm running out of time. Red wire.
Red wire, red wire!
Red wire.
Doesn't make sense. Why would a suicide do it? Bother with dummy wire?
Don't touch the red wire!
I'm not touching anything!
Senator, we have to take a shot!
Just hang on! It's all right, man. Take your time.
Black wire is the key.
Black wire, black wire!
Black wire. Black wire. Do I pull the black wire or is that the one I don't pull?
I don't know. He's not thinking directly about it. I gotta dig deeper. Hold on!
I got it. Back up. Weapon arm, sir.
Senator!
Matt? I'm gonna pull it.
Do it, Danko. I said do it!
Wait!
They pull the wire as Danko's man presses the button and nothing happens.
Damn it!
Matt turns to face Nathan, who punches him.
Go.
Sorry, Matt. Can't have you use your power.
Go.
Guards drag him away. Syla pulls up next to an old trailer in the countryside and gets out of his car. He looks round warily, then walks over to the old ramshackle home. Inside, he stands on the threshold before venturing further into the dark, messy room. He goes slowly up to a French window which looks down onto a makeshift extension. Silas stares into it for a moment, at a cluttered workbench and a burning furnace. Then he knocks on the glass.
It's open!
Silas slides the door open.
Almost got the order ready. You have a lot of pickups today?
I'm not here for a pickup.
No?
It's me. Gabriel, your son.
The man keeps his back turned.
Is that so?
That is so.
What brings you all the way out here?
I had some questions about myself. Who I am. Where I came from. But then I remembered. You abandoned me. And killed my mother.
So? What now?
Now? I kill you.
He turns round, a bearded man with glasses and tubes up his nose.
Go right ahead.
He stands up, carrying an oxygen canister.
You kill me. Or the cancer does.
Either way, I die. I've got all day.
He walks past Sila, lighting a cigarette, and goes outside. At Building 26.
Anything? This guy's good. There's no sign the system was even breached. I want to know how the hell he's getting inside, and I want a name.
Me too. So I can thank them for saving us from this disaster.
Of course. Since the safety of your friends and family evidently trumps national security.
Parkman wasn't a threat until you strapped a bomb to him.
Parkman and your brother exposed our operation, so I handled it. Put a face to the terrorist threat.
People could have died.
People have died, Senator. Don't my men count? I was brought in to get this job done.
I'd let go of that if I were you. You're relieved of command.
I answer to the president. You try to get rid of me, he's gonna want proof, and right now it's my word against yours. Good luck getting any of my people to turn on me.
We'll see. Excuse me. Bennett, you have a minute?
I'm not sure how much I can tell you about what happened.
I know what happened last night. I want to talk to you about putting a team together. Once Danko's gone, you're gonna head up.
You're one of us, Nathan. You're one of us. You're one of us, Nathan. You're one of us.
You have a point.
But maybe this operation has been compromised from the start. Petrelli family has a lot of skeletons in their closet, Senator. I think we both know what yours is. So, looks like we're both building a case against each other.
Let's see who gets there first.
You're one of us, Nathan. You're one of us!
Bennett watches Nathan walk away. A hatch in the floor opens, and armed guards usher Tracy down into it. Her hands are manacled, and she has a tube up her nose attached to a drug shunt to neutralize her powers. She's escorted along a bare, gloomy corridor, and passes a man sitting at a small table studying some security monitors. As she looks at them, they flicker, and a message flashes up which reads, "Help is coming. Have hope." Nathan strides through a doorway with Bennett.
Some bitch went over my head.
What did you expect? You backed a wild dog into a corner.
I had to act.
But you didn't act. All you did was show Danko your hand, and frankly, you put both of us at risk.
I have a plan, though.
Nathan, listen to me. He's pushing your button so that you'll make a mistake. Take a play from your mother's book. Keep your head.
Nathan enters a security code and goes through another door into the heated cell where Tracy's chained up. He places a chair opposite her and sits down.
Sorry about all this.
I find that hard to believe.
The man who transferred you back here is going to come in a few moments and ask you some questions.
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
I know this might seem hard to believe, but I still care about you.
Well, that makes one of us.
Come on. You're smarter than that. You might not realize it, but I have been helping you out all along. You and everyone else.
And doing a fabulous job of it.
You remember when you jumped off the bridge and I was there? I'm still the same guy.
You sacrificed me for your own personal gain.
You don't have to like me, but you do have to understand that I am your last hope.
Danko walks in.
That's my prisoner.
Nathan nods and walks over towards Danko by the open door.
You got a soft spot for this one, Petrelli? Want to make sure I don't get too rough with it?
No, knock yourself out.
Tracy, who's sitting with her back to the door, listens carefully. Nathan walks through the main office, drops some papers on a desk, and turns on a monitor to watch Danko.
I want to know everything you know about Nathan Petrelli.
She tilts her head to summon him closer to her.
He was lousy in bed.
Nathan watches from the office. Danko walks away from her.
I want to know what you meant when you said he was one of us. Does Nathan have an ability?
an ability.
Nathan watches anxiously.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Danko turns and looks up at the camera before leaving the cell. Then Tracy looks up at it as well. Claire's lying on the sofa at home when her mum brings her some food.
You want to talk about it?
Should I have helped Doyle?
That puppet man is a sick and twisted individual, Claire. You did the right thing.
I have a free pass for a reason. I should be using it to help people. Rebel seems to think so.
Yes, well, this Rebel, whoever he is, can't send psychopaths to our front doorstep. I don't think I can take any more surprise guests.
Right, which is why I was thinking that I should have a cover job. I mean, with Alex gone, they're probably gonna need someone to fill his job at the comic book store, and I could help whoever Rebel sends, and no more surprise guests for you and Lyle.
Boy, Claire, I don't know.
Claire looks at her pleadingly.
I guess so. If it's what you want to do.
Thanks.
So you don't have any retail experience?
Does a cheerleading big sale count?
You're a cheerleader.
Yeah, I was.
All right, so let me ask you a few questions. Can you work Wednesdays?
Wednesdays?
Wednesdays are when all the new comics arrive.
Wednesday, is good for me.
Light or invisibility?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you throw caution to the wind and fly off to save the day? Or do you take the more calculated approach and learn the whole picture before you act?
Claire struggles.
What's the answer?
There isn't one. That's why it's the question. Put simply, what type of hero are you?
As she looks at him, intense emotion passes over her expression, and she shakes her head.
I don't know.
Well, hey, you're not gonna cry, are you? It's okay, really. They're only comic books. I mean,
I'm gonna stop bothering you. Thank you for letting me interview anyway.
What are you talking about? You got the job.
She turns to face him again.
I did?
Yeah. Every guy in the store has been staring at you since you walked in. You will absolutely sell comic books. And the other stuff, we can work on.
All the other guys do look at her as they browse the shelves. At Sila's father's place...
You're still here.
This is pitiful.
What's that?
What you've become. You used to be a killer. Now look at you. You're pathetic.
Oh, you want a fight? That what you were expecting? Son kills his father. Epic battle? Eh, that's a myth. Now, life... life never gives you what you want. Give me a hand with this, maybe I can explain it to you. Now, when I open the trap, he's gonna bolt, so grab him from the back, all right?
He lifts the door on the cage, and a rabbit runs out, which he stops dead by holding out his hand and whistling.
You have an ability.
Got lots of... Don't know what I got left. Been years since I used them, or... needed him. You have the same thing. Taking people's abilities. Am I right? Guess the apple didn't fall too far from the tree.
I'm not your apple. You don't know anything about me.
I have some idea. You and I, we can't be all that different.
From where I stand, we have exactly nothing in common.
Yeah, well, we pick easy targets. Like that rabbit, weak, helpless, not fair, really.
Are you really drawing a moral line?
Morality? Doesn't figure into it. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. You have to kill. That's who you are. But you do choose your prey. And yours never had a chance, not against you. Not really. Easy pickings. Small game.
They had something I wanted. It isn't my fault if they weren't strong enough to fight back.
And those agents that have been coming after us recently?
I handled them.
No, you ran away from them. Just like I did.
I could wipe them out with a thought.
But you haven't. Why? Yeah, there'll come a day, maybe tomorrow or next week, next year, when you realize the hunt. Your entire life was meaningless and disappointing because there's no challenge in it. All the power in the world doesn't matter if you've lived an unsatisfied life. But I think you know that already, don't you?
He picks up the rabbit, which still hasn't moved.
You want to know more? You're gonna kill me now.
He holds the knife out in his other hand with the handle towards Syla. Father and son look each other in the eye for a long moment, then Syla takes the knife. His father steps towards him, holding the rabbit up.
What do I do?
Syla prepares to plunge the knife into it.
Cut him.
He stares at the rabbit, then stabs it. At Building 26, Denko watches a video that shows Nathan flying off the roof.
Well, you were a Primatech. Did you come across anyone who could fly?
Bloody. But you know that. It's in the files.
I'm guessing a few were missing.
The facility burned to the ground. Who knows what was lost?
That must have been tough for you. 20 years on the job. I'm sure you'd grown close to the Petrelli family.
The Petrellis were never exactly a warm and fuzzy bunch.
You adopted the senator's daughter.
Didn't know she was his at the time. And neither did he, for that matter.
We both know Nathan Petrelli is hiding something.
You know a question you should be asking yourself? Who would want to save Peter?
He drops Angela's file down on the desk, and Danko opens it.
His mother, Angela?
You want to know what's missing from the files? Who can fly?
She'd never betray her own son.
A long time ago, I gave up trying to figure out what Angela Petrelli would or wouldn't do.
Angela's sitting in the back of a car in New York City when she answers her mobile.
Go ahead.
I've got a problem. Nathan's made a power play against Danko and he stirred up a hornet's nest.
It's nice to know mother still has some influence over her son. Things will be better for us with Danko gone.
Of course they will, but Nathan's on thin ice. He's moving too fast and Danko's unpredictable.
The man nearly killed Peter. It had to be done.
Be prepared then, because I pointed him in your direction.
Be careful. He does his homework.
So do I.
She ends the call and looks at a towel that she's holding in her hand. At the comic store.
Homework.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
The guys watch her leave.
See you, Claire.
Bye.
Outside, she starts walking down the street but stops when she notices Agent Mills and her partner watching her from a van. She looks at them for a moment, then takes out her phone and dials.
Claire, you all right? Everything okay at home?
Yeah, that's not what this is about. I have a question, and I really need you to answer it.
Okay.
How did you lead two lives for all that time? I can't always be myself, and I just don't know who I'm supposed to be.
Honestly, Claire, I'm the worst person to ask.
So how am I supposed to decide which path to take?
Which answer do you want?
You want the one that's going to make you feel better, or do you want the truth?
I don't know.
Then my answer is neither do I.
Thanks.
I miss you, Claire Bear.
Matt was brought in, drugged up, while Bennett talked. Claire watches as the van suddenly pulls away and speeds off. Then she gets a text that reads, "Agents found Doyle, 3rd and Bayside. Please help." Agent Mills pulls her gun as she runs.
Doyle!
He stops on some steps and turns to face her.
Whatever you say.
He lifts his hands and hers copy.
When are you gonna learn? I have this effect on women.
Doyle, I'm giving you a chance to surrender.
He makes her point the gun at her own head.
I should kill you. But I just want to go back to the way life was.
With a flick of his hand, he makes her fall back and to the ground.
All right, Doyle.
Her partner has a stun gun, but Claire arrives and sends him flying over some railings.
Barbie.
Danko walks into an expensive bar in Manhattan and up to a table where Angela's eating oysters and has a bottle of champagne by the table in an ice bucket.
Mrs. Petrelli. My name is...
Mr. Danko.
I was hoping you could help me.
Well, everything I know about the people you're after is in the Primatech files.
I'm not interested in files. L. Bishop, Hiro Nakamura, Matt Parkman, all inherited abilities from their parents, as did Peter and Claire.
Well, genetics is an extremely complex topic, Mr. Danko. Did you know that two blue-eyed parents can sometimes have a brown-eyed child?
So, Nathan was the misfit?
Sometimes these things skip a generation.
I don't believe you.
Angela summons a waiter, then holds up her glass.
I've met many men like you, Mr. Danko. Our company employed dozens of them. No family, nothing to hold you back. Operate in the shadows, doing all the awful things other people just refuse to do. That's what makes you useful. And expendable.
Really?
That incident in Angola. 1997, I believe. All those civilians lost. Tragic. I'm surprised you survived, actually.
She calmly picks up another oyster shell while Danko stares at her with cold blue eyes, then stands up to leave.
You're a very resourceful woman, Mrs. Petrelli.
He turns his back and she smiles to herself as she watches him walk away. It's raining at Gabriel's father's place.
A man needs a hobby. Something to occupy the hands, to stop the mind from thinking so much.
I fix watches.
Watches?
Thought it would make my father happy.
How'd that work out for you?
Sila looks away.
You're still clinging to that need for connection, huh? The only thing people are good for is a disappointment.
Is that why you killed my mother? Why you abandoned me?
I don't even remember. Didn't matter to me. So few things new.
Well, now what?
Cut the thread. Go on.
Sila picks up a knife to cut it from the rabbit.
Ow.
He cuts his palm and holds it up in front of his face, then slowly turns his hand to show the wound healing all by itself. His father stands and takes hold of it in wonder, rubbing away the blood, revealing the smooth, undamaged skin.
An ability I picked up from a cheerleader in California. I guess not everybody gets old. Not everybody dies.
Then you just have that much longer to suffer, don't you?
Silas stares at his father, who suddenly has a coughing fit and reaches round to turn the oxygen canister on, holding a mask up over his mouth.
Got that nasal saddle over there on that cabinet, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Silas picks up the recently stuffed rabbit and puts it on top of a metal cabinet. Suddenly, an arrow flies into his shoulder. Then another, controlled by his father's powers.
What the hell are you doing?
It's amazing how it comes right back. That desire, that hunger.
You think this is gonna stop me? You think you can beat me?
I want that power!
He holds out his hand and whistles, causing Sila to drop into a trance-like slumber. When he comes round again, he's still pinned to the cabinet by the arrows, and his father's testing the sharpness of a knife with his thumb.
I thought you'd given up.
Yeah, well, me too.
Then why bother? What's the point?
Immortality, you're my second chance.
At what, killing again? You said it was meaningless.
It was.
Then why make the same mistake twice?
Because I'll get it right this time. Do more. Be more. Take every challenge. Fight hard. Risk it all. Take real power. Real authority. Change everything. The world. Just to see if I can.
He grabs Silas' chin and holds his head up. With the other hand, he holds the knife to Silas' forehead, but a force stops it a few inches away. When Sila jerks his head, his father's sent staggering backwards. Sila pulls one arrow out of his shoulder.
You can move.
Then he pulls out the other one and smiles evilly.
I can.
You're the hunter. I thought you would know when someone was playing possum. When the prey isn't so weak, so easy.
He forces the knife from his father's hands, then makes the tubes wrap around his neck.
I need that power. I don't want to die.
No, of course not. Of course you don't.
It won't kill you if I take it. You'll heal. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but so will you.
Having picked up the stuffed rabbit, Sila starts walking away.
No, don't leave.
He stops and turns back towards his father.
Like I said, I came here to kill you. I got the answers I wanted. Now I know exactly what I need to do.
Kill me.
Oh, you're gonna die. Slowly, painfully, and alone with your sickness.
Please, don't.
I'm sorry. You're just small game.
Sila turns. At Building 26, Danko's looking at a photograph of Tracy when Nathan walks up beside him.
Turns out the president didn't really need that much proof after all. It's a signed document. You're finished.
You lose me, you lose the whole team.
Well, that's a risk I'm prepared to take. In fact, anyone who's not on board can step out now.
No one moves.
You're hitting reset on the whole operation just because of me.
Well, I think it's time things were done correctly.
You may have friends now, Petrelli. But one day you're gonna find yourself all alone.
Danko walks out, and Bennett approaches Nathan.
You went to the president.
Mm-hmm. And he is eager to meet Danko's replacement.
Nathan walks towards the exit, then looks back at Bennett.
Coming?
He carries on, and Bennett follows with the hint of a smile. In the corridor.
Say you're the man with the plan. I sure hope you have something good to share with the president.
It's a bit unorthodox, but it's tested.
Bennett calls the lift, and as they wait, they both turn and see Denko standing before them.
Look, it's over. Just let it go.
When are you gonna understand? Bureaucracy, oversight, rules of conduct. None of it applies in my world.
I don't know what your world is, but it ought to be shut down.
Well, Denko, take it easy.
I've seen what these people can do, and it scares me. And the thing about you, Senator, is that through all this, you've never once shown an ounce of fear. I wonder, why is that?
Denko keeps his gun trained on Nathan, who remains calm.
I don't have time for this.
He shoots two holes in the glass, then rushes at Nathan and pushes him out of the window. Nathan stops halfway down and floats, then looks up at Denko before flying off into the air. To Bennett.
Tell me you didn't know about this.
Bennett's face remains wary and non-committal. Doyle's sitting on a park bench at night when Claire walks up to him with a large brown envelope.
This is it. Your new identity, everything you need to start over. Rebels erased any trace of Eric Doyle.
So you spare that agent's life. Is that it? Have I earned your help?
This isn't about you. This is about me, about who I need to be right now, and I don't.
He looks at her expectantly.
Just take it.
Doyle puts the documents back in the envelope.
Thanks, Barbie.
He stands up and starts to leave.
Did you mean all that stuff you said? About how you changed?
Doyle looks back at her and smiles before walking away. Hero and Ando, Los Angeles, California. Hero opens a door and peers inside, and Ando asks, "You sure this is the place?" Hero checks a piece of paper and replies, 63 Varna Avenue. They go in and Ando says, "Doesn't look like anyone needs to be saved." Hero tells him, "Looks can be deceiving, my friend. Somewhere inside this house, Matt Parkman could be in mortal danger."
Finally! I quit and it takes the service 2 hours to find a replacement? Well, don't just stand there, come in, I'm desperate.
Excuse me, please. We are looking for Matt Parkman.
No, duh. Anyway, he's a mess.
Eh? Ando repeats, "Matt Parkman's a mess."
Here you go. Diaper's clean, but that won't hold. Take it. Take it.
No, thank you.
Now.
She gives Hero the baby.
Oh, hey, wait!
We are here to save Matt Parkman.
Uh-huh. You're holding him. Matt Parkman. Lots of luck. You're gonna need it. And by the way, this babysitting service bites.
Generations unfold. Father to son, mother to daughter. Where one leaves off, the other follows. Destined to repeat each other's mistakes. Each other's triumphs. For how do we see the world, if not through their lens? The same fears? The same desires? Do we see them as an example to follow? Or as a warning of what to avoid? Choosing to live as they have, simply because it's what we know. Or, driven to create our own identity. And what happens if we find them to be a disappointment? Can we replace them? Our mothers, our fathers? Or will destiny find a way to drive us back to the familiar comforts of home?
Armed agents storm into the Bennett's house, but Claire's already had a text from Rebel reading, "Your free pass is up. Agents are coming." They go into her bedroom, but it's empty. One agent looks under the bed, but Claire's outside the window in Nathan's arms, floating behind a tree and watching what's going on inside. To be continued.
Can't get enough of Heroes? For wallpaper and video previews on your mobile, text HEROES to 81010 and we'll send you a link to the Heroes mobile site. Text costs 10 to 15 pence depending on your network. You need an internet-enabled phone to access this service. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/heroes on your PC.